Virginia's state parks were born from the Great Depression. The year was 1933. President Franklin Roosevelt had created the Civilian Conservation Corps, an agency that gave much-needed jobs to young men.
Our greatest primary task is to put people to work, but at the same time, through this employment, accomplishing greatly needed projects to stimulate and reorganize the use of our great natural resources.
They built bridges, planted trees, and created 800 state parks, including the six that would become Virginia system, says Jim Meisner with Virginia's Department of Conservation and Recreation.
They also built Blue Ridge Parkway, Skyline Drive, the Colonial Parkway down in Williamsburg. They helped to restore forests and farmland.
Today, Virginia's original six have blossomed into a 36-park system. Wherever you are in Virginia, you're no more than an hour from a state park.
In many ways, we have grown and changed, and in many ways, we're the same. The family memories around a campfire or walking the trails or biking or canoeing, these things that people do when they go to a park are the exact same things that they did in 1936, the exact same things they're doing in a state park right now.
The 80th anniversary celebrations continue all year, including new ways to earn points and free stays, special scavenger hunting programs, and the dedication of a new park at Natural Bridge near Lexington. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane,